anybody around today in 4AQ Mobile?
Here I am. Could I get a signal report, please? Could I get a signal report, please?
4AQ, you're coming in good to the repeater.
I sure appreciate that. I'm in my mobile, and for some reason, it was blowing the fuse on the negative side of the cable. But, I don't know, I put another fuse in it, it blew it. Then I put this one in, it seems to be all right. I appreciate you coming back and giving me the signal report, K4OIM, I'll be clear.
Good, sound like you got it fixed. That's a good idea to use both sides of the line. A lot of people don't do that. All right, 73's N4IQ.
To make. I got to go by the drugstore and pick up some meds and then go on to the house. And I'll be finished with my outside chores for the day.
Hey, how did y'all do with the yard sale for AK there Friday and Saturday?
Well, had two of the new radios that did not sell, but still got them on the swap net. And, we'll see what happens there. If nothing else, I told Teresa that I would take some of the stuff either down to Anderson, not this weekend, but next weekend, and what was left I'd take on back up to Gaffney the next weekend, so we'll have to wait and see how that goes. We did pretty good. Everybody seemed to be happy with the stuff that they got.
You helped quite a few people there. You helped his wife out and all the people there were looking for stuff too, so it works out for everybody, hopefully.
So far, like I said, I'm not going to complain about it. The folks that came out had a real good time, I think, and we got to visit a little bit and bought a few things and sold a few things and helped her out a little bit, and that's what it was all about, you know, trying to help her more than anything else.
With that's going on, man, you just got so much on your mind, and the last thing you're worried about is how to take care of some of this stuff.
Ooh, she's got a lot going on right now, and she's trying to take care of all of it, but it's a mess. You know, anytime you have to go through that, there's a lot to be done, and you don't really think about it beforehand, but when it happens, it all jumps on you at one time.
My mom passed back in February, and it took me several months to get everything dealt with there, but still dealing with the house and all the contents.
But hear that. I did not know that your mom passed in February. My condolences to you and the rest of the family. But, yeah, that's a lot to contend with. My mom and dad both gone now, and Joy's mom and dad are gone. So I told the children, I said, you know, we've got a will here at the house, and, you know, if one of us goes before the other one does, y'all going to have to take care of the rest of it. And they said, well, you ain't going nowhere for a while. And I said, well, I don't know that, but I hope not.
Something none of us know. I can't say that I would want to know.
If I would either. but that's the way it is. But other than that, everything's going good. I can't complain about anything. And got to meet a few new hams that I hadn't met before, and that was a good thing when we had the sale over there. And like I said, there's some real nice folks out there. Had one new ham, and his son came over Saturday afternoon late. I had a tower, well, it wasn't a tower, it was a mast that had his rotator and 13B2, 2-meter beam and a 440 beam and a rotator and all that on it. Couldn't get that down by myself, and they came over Friday, and John got some stuff, and then him and his son came back over on Saturday afternoon and helped me take that down. I really appreciated that. So now it's all on the ground, and I'm in a whole lot better shape than I was as far as that goes.
What kind of tower and all does he have there?
Tower, he had a some 4-foot sections of aluminum tubing that you slide together. The Army used to use them. They went to fiberglass, and I don't remember how many sections are there now, but I think there's like 10 4-foot sections. They slide together, and they're about 2-inch or maybe a little bit bigger. And he had his rotator on top of that. And we took those apart and went from there.
How much does he ask, or how much are y'all asking for that?
Looking for the mast pipe, or you want the whole 9 yards?
What was the intent on top of it again? I broke up a little bit then. I couldn't make it out.
It's a Cushcraft 13B2, 13-element 2-meter beam, and then there's a UHF 440 beam on top of that.
I'd be interested in all of it.
The pipe that it was on, the rotator and both beams, about 300.
I'd really be interested in that, Gary. I don't know when I could get with you to get it, though, is the problem.
I'm available just about any time, and all I got to do is make a phone call and let Teresa know we're coming down.
Next question is, can I get in there with the tool truck anywhere close?
In the top part of her driveway with the tool truck, that wouldn't be a problem. But anytime you want to do that, just you can give me a call and I'll come down and meet you. If you got a pencil, I'll give you my phone number.
I am driving right now. When I get home, is your information good on QRZ?
Yes, it is.
I will send you an email with my information in it, and we'll make contact that way if that's all right with you.
That works for me, young man. That won't be a problem. And like I said, if you can't get the tool truck in there, we can go. You can get the tool truck in up at my house, and we'll ride down to her place. It's not but just a hop, skip, and a jump down there from my house. I'll be there in less than 5 minutes. So, it's not that far, but we'll work something out, however you want to do it.
Okay. We'll work something out there, and next question is, don't you have something to do with the testing on the third Saturday of every month?
Yeah, I'm one of the VEs.
KI4LZI4. YHK told me 2 or 3 months ago. Where he lives there, he wasn't able to move that rotator anymore to move it from 6N to 7.9, so he might need to check that rotator out good after he gets it, because it was stuck for some reason or other. He told me that 2 or 3 months ago.
Top of Mandy has another rotator down in the basement that he's gone through, and we'll just swap the rotators out. That ain't no big deal.
As long as everybody knows, I know he told me that 2 or 3 months ago, and I was inquiring why he ain't checked it on Henderson that much lately, and that's what he told me at the time. It was stuck pointing toward Caesar's head and he couldn't move it.
Andy, I did not know that, but like I said, there's another one down in the basement just like it, and we can take care of that little problem. But thanks for the information. That's always good to know.
Yeah, I went through and bought some WB4ZQJs today. A lot of that, you know, I had no idea what kind of condition a lot of it was in.
I didn't know. He's got some older radios down there that I don't know what condition that they're in. I don't know if they work or not. I know he was working on one of them, but he's got the tubes and all of that. He was retubing it and had a board there to put in it. I don't know if he's already put the board in it, but there's a board and the tubes and everything to go with the radio. So if somebody's looking for that, you know, we'll see what we can do about that. Yeah, if they want to take it and work on it. But that's always good information, Andy. I do appreciate it.
Man, I just wanted to put that out. He told me that 2 or 3 months ago when we got the tape for this thing.
Andy, I appreciate it. I didn't know that, but we'll take care of it. I was going to check that out anyway because there's a control box and all that. Now that it's on the ground, I can get right to it, so it won't be a problem. But I do appreciate it there, buddy.
Just out of curiosity, something that you two were just talking about a while ago, he used to have a tire laying down on the ground there at the back of the house that he never fed up. Whatever come about that, you know?
But, several months before he passed away. And I'll tell you what day it is going to be on. It'll be on, be next, not this weekend, but next weekend, October the 16th.
Well, like I said, I'm just trying to find out exactly where it's at. Is it the same place that you have your meetings at, the Red Cross building?
Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road, right down from the Prisma Hospital, right across the street from the VA hospital.
I'll have to look it up. I'm not sure where any of that's at, so not real familiar with that part of town.
That'd be the, you just put in 940 Grove Road on your smartphone there, and it'll tell you how to get there, but it's not hard to find. And just let me know if you need directions and where you'll be coming from, and I can send that to you as well.
Like I said, I was going to try to be ready for my general test on that day, so got some studying to do.
Well, I'm sure you'll do well on it, and it takes a little studying, and but it's well worth it, I'll tell you that. And be looking forward to seeing you at the test session. I've arrived here at my next destination. I got to jump out, go in here and in the drugstore and pick up some meds, and then I'll be back out in just a few minutes if you're still going to be on the road.
For a little while. I'm heading up 25 now, so but once I cross the state line, I'll be out of commission. So I'll keep an ear out for you. KO4HKX. Good to talk to you. 73.
I'll be watching for your email, and I'll respond right back to it. You take care. Be careful out there on the roads in case I don't get back before you cross the state line, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it. KO4HKX, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
4WHM, mobile. KO4HKX, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Patrick. How you doing? Just left the post office, got to make a quick trip to Walmart. As much as I hate to.
Good, I'm getting ready to head up the mountains, so I won't be able to talk long.
I got to hear from you anyway. You had a good day?
Yeah, I've had a pretty good day, and got done a little early, so I'm going to take advantage of it. And but, hey, I talked to Chad this morning, and he wants us to go ahead and set a date that works for me and you this month. About getting together.
Oh, that sounds like a plan. Tell you what I'll do when I get home. I'll look at my calendar and I'll text you what weekends I got available coming up here in the not so distant future.
Like a plan. I'm gonna try to take my general test here next weekend, not this coming, but next weekend.
Tomorrow night, 6:30.
You're wrapped up.
So I've been studying, that's for sure.
See, you're back on the radio. I know you've been off for a while.
Between work and stuff at home, it's been a crazy couple weeks. But I'm at the end of the road, but it's a good road to be at the end of. I'm ready to get back in the social habits and have fun.
I've had several people ask about you, so maybe now they'll hear you on the radio.
I even got a letter from Tom wanting to know what was going on. I responded back to him. It's just been crazy at work. I've never had to be so busy. So, but that's all part of it. It comes and goes, and it's gone, so that's good.
Give everybody 2 years off and bring them back. They got to re-educate themselves.
Not that. And it's quite a re-education, that's for sure. People have forgot what it means to work a full day and give it everything you got.
I'm sure they're struggling.
I mean, there's people that are pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, pro-mask, anti-mask, pro-work, against work, work from home, you name it. There's somebody on each side of it, and you get students and faculty and staff, about 50,000 people together, there's going to be differences of opinion.
Two or three people together anymore, and there's a difference of opinion.
Argue with myself in the mirror, so I know it's complicated at work.
It's settling down for you. Maybe it'll stay that way for a while.
I got the weekend of the 16th, I got to work and help parking. They're short-staffed, and during the week, I'm helping our dining services a couple days a week during lunch. I mean, it's ridiculous the number of people that we need to work, and there's nobody to fill the jobs.
Everywhere I go is hiring, and then last week I was listening to the news, and they said the unemployment went up, unemployment filings.
Crazy. It is purity craziness. Well, I have arrived here at Walmart, so let me get out of here and so I can get in and get out of this place before everybody gets off work at 5:00. But good to hear from you, Patrick, and I'll be on the radio this evening again, so once you get home, might hear from you, but you be safe traveling, and I'm glad you had a good day. N4WHM, I'll be clear on your final.
N4WHM. WHM KO4HKX. It's good to talk to you again. You stay safe out there, and I'll keep an eye out for you later this evening. KO4HKX, clear, 73.
On the receiver, this is K4BUS.